Another beautiful day out here at NRG Stadium for Texans training camp. The cloud cover was beautiful. The conditions were great. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Texans training camp today. Day 8 in the books. But, Mark, at this point, who's counting?
I'm counting, Patty. I want that first preseason game Saturday night to get here. But, man, last couple of days, that Alaskan cold front, as Coach Bill O'Brien might call it, blew through here, real nice to take in practice. I know the players appreciated it because they continue to work hard. Today was the first day they weren't in full pads as they went through 5 consecutive in full gear. So that was one development.
So, Mark, yesterday we saw Coach O'Brien spend a lot of time down here on the goal line working in on situational work, and a little bit more of that today.
Yeah, they went into some scrimmage mode, Patty. Actually, Coach Bill O'Brien knew that preseason games coming up, you're going to be playing actual football. Coaches have to be on the sideline. They're not going to be in the huddle with you all the time. So they got ready for the real thing.
We felt like it was a good time to divide the team up into a blue and a white team and basically have a scrimmage, you know, without pads on. We had shells on, and we're able to accomplish a lot of different situational work. And it's good because situational work is all about the coaches and players getting on the same page. You know, eventually you want it where the players are thinking exactly like the coaches and vice versa. And so that's what we tried to simulate today. And it's a work in progress, but I thought we were able to get a lot accomplished today.
So, Mark, this coaching staff doing a nice job getting the team ready for the first preseason game next week, but individually, not everyone's ready just yet.
Yeah, of course, Cushing not ready, being on that PUP list, and Lewis Nix III had arthroscopic knee surgery prior to training camp, according to Bill O'Brien. Jay Prosh has something wrong with his hand, but Coach O'Brien says that that's not going to take as long as you might think. Arian Foster's still out, Clowney was in shorts today, and Andre Johnson, you know, you can bet that he'll be ready.
Kind of get tired of going against, you know, you got your teammates all the time, so it would be good to, you know, just go against somebody different. So, I think just being, even though it's a preseason game, just being in that game atmosphere, you know, it just changes things up a little bit. You get to find out where you're at, you know, as a player, you know, how, you know, what you've done through training camp so far. So, that's what, you know, guys use it for. They, you know, get a chance to see where they're at, you know, during the first week of the preseason, and use it and find things they need to work on and just keep building from there.
Patty, I don't think there's much of a need to play Andre Johnson that much in the preseason. Coach O'Brien said each particular injury situation would be handled unto itself, but the main thing is that Andre Johnson is ready against Washington opening day.
Well, and it's definitely a time to look at some of the younger guys, some of the players that maybe we don't know exactly what to expect from, and one of those is A.J. Boye.
Yeah, he came in last year as an undrafted free agent out of Central Florida. Really opened some eyes, but he missed the season with an injury. Now he's back making some noise in camp.
From camp, I think I've shown these coaches that I could play outside. I could help on special teams. But we haven't got the first preseason game yet, so that's when it really counts. I just want to show them that I'm physical. I can run with anybody. I can play deep ball and stuff like that and just help this team out anyway, and then I can return kicks. So.
And A.J. Boye not only learning from Jonathan Joseph and the guys in the backfield, but learning against and having to play against a pretty good position group in these Houston Texans wide receivers.
Yeah, Patty, even without Andre Johnson, they're pretty loaded with talent. Devier Posey looks good in this camp, and if I had to pick a camp MVP so far, guys making plays all over the place, it would be DeAndre Hopkins.
Probably trained a little harder last year. Combine, a bunch of rookie stuff that you have to go to. You really don't have a lot of time just to focus towards training. And this year, you know, I had a whole offseason just towards training. So,
Hopkins, like everybody, Patty, picking up a new system here, and he's really embracing it, making plays like we said, and trying to make that year one to year two jump that everyone talks about.
And definitely trying to establish that chemistry with quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, who I will visit with after this break. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans training camp today. Joining me now, as promised, quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. And Ryan, you had 5 straight days of pads. The pads came off today. Weather's a little cooler. Practice got a little shorter. Kind of a little bit of a groove here going on out here at training camp.
Yeah, you know, as a quarterback, every day is kind of the same for me in terms of the pads, no pads. And You know, I always like to make sure that the guys know that I'm feeling fresh and good, because after the 5 days of hitting, you know, they're all moving a little bit slower and having to get up earlier in the hot tub and all that stuff. But it was good work today, even though we took the pads off. It was a big mental day. We practiced with speed, and I thought we did a good job.
You know, definitely not your first rodeo. 10 or so training camps, a decade under your belt. What has stood out at this one, whether it's the coaching staff, the new teammates? What's different or what stands out for you about this training camp?
Well, I think the attention to detail is great. You know, the demand that they put on us as players, whether it's, you know, our time, whether it's your attention in meetings, like all the different things, I think we're doing the right things and headed in the right direction. Also the fans. I mean, the amount of fans that come out here every day. You know, I thought this was a closed practice today, and it was still just jam-packed with people. So that's been really impressive so far.
We always talk about defense versus offense, which one's ahead. So, you know, usually people say the defense is a little bit ahead of the offense. Is there a point, and are we getting to that point where it's catching up? I mean, you, from obviously the offense and the quarterback standpoint, what are you seeing as far as that goes?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's a comparison offense versus defense, who's ahead or any of that. Like, you know, my focus is completely on the offense and what's going on, and we're getting better. You know, we're still not there, but there's a lot of things we're doing better now that we weren't doing in the spring. And so just to continue to take those steps, you know, I think we have the potential to be a good offense.
As practice winds down each and every day, you've got a plethora of people out here, lots of family. Your dad's out here. Your kids are out here. What does this mean to you to be able to spend this kind of time and to have the environment that you're able to do that in such a grind?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a nice break for me. You know, once I'm done with practice, once I'm done with the grind of everything, being able to step away on the field for a sec and share this experience with my wife and kids and dad, it's a lot of fun for me. And I'm sure, you know, looking back on it, I'm not sure that they appreciate it as much maybe now as they will in a few years, but it's fun to have my kids out here.
Well, your dad appreciates it. I spent a little time talking to him. He's excited to have you guys coming out to Arizona next week. Says he can drive to the game. Your thoughts about not only playing in Arizona, but just really getting ready to actually play a game?
Yeah, I mean, preseason is always a nice time to get back into the flow of your routine, your game week routine, kind of how you prepare. It'll be fun for me going back to Arizona. I played with Carson Palmer for a few years, so that's a good friend there. It'll be fun to get together with him. But yeah, I mean, it's always good to get back in the routine and kind of get a practice game-like situation for the guys.
All right, now before I let you go, your dad wanted me to kind of ask you who won the family golf tournament last week.
That's unbelievable. You know, the guy gets lucky, wins one out of 12 rounds, and, you know, he does hold the trophy right now.
Well, you've got four boys, he said, you guys. A couple of you are pretty good golfers. You guys go out there and just bang it, can just hit the ball like no other. But he stays like the tortoise, he says. Slow and steady down the middle, and he comes up victorious.
Yeah, you know what? He's a head case, too. If anywhere close to shooting 70s on 18, we can usually rattle him a little bit and have him hit it in the water. So.
All right. Thanks so much. We've got to take another time out here on Texans training camp today. But don't go away. We'll be back with Mark Vandermeer after this. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texas training camp today. And Mark, in that last segment, you know, you heard my interview with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he really has been a nice veteran calming presence out there on the practice field.
He's worked in so many systems. This is the sixth system he's had as a player. He's a 10-year veteran, so getting used to that takes time. But Bill O'Brien says he's making good progress.
He's getting better every day. He's more and more comfortable. You know, there's a lot to this offense. And it's good to have a guy that's been in a few offenses, obviously a 10-year guy, and he's a very bright guy. He loves this offense, as do, you know, all the quarterbacks, because it's a quarterback-friendly offense. You know, you've got to put a lot of time into it. But once you get down the ins and outs of the offense, you begin to get those things down, you feel pretty good about it. And he's really improved every day, I believe.
A veteran presence indeed, which kind of brings me to the question, have you seen any, and I know we don't say rookie hazing anymore, but, you know, a lot of rookies out here, I haven't really seen them being schooled up too much on that front.
Well, the stuff we won't see is the singing, and if they make them do a show and stuff like that. No one's been taped to the goalpost yet, so I'm not going to give you any ideas about that. But you do see guys carrying pads off of the veterans and that sort of thing. It's been pretty quiet so far, but there's still time, so we'll stay in touch with that.
Well, there's no one more time left in this show, but we've got a couple more days of Texans training camp today to get you geared up and ready for the first preseason game in Arizona. I know you're ready. The players
Can't
are
wait.
Ready. And we are definitely looking forward to that. But we will see you tomorrow night right here on Fox Sports Southwest for Texans training camp today. Have a good night, everyone.